Hi, this is a dictation for Christine Young, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. Christine Reyes is the patient. Date of birth 10-2-1972, date of accident 11-9-2020, and date of service 7-12-2022. The patient presents herself for a evaluation today. She reports that she has been operated for the cervical spine with fusion by Dr. Ramakrishna. On 6-23-2022, at a surgery center, the scar and the internally, she's healing very well. She just saw on a follow-up visit to Dr. Ramakrishna on last week, Wednesday. And after her recovery is complete, she'll undergo a surgery for the lumbar spine where there is a posterior subluxation of the spine. So, patient reports 50% improvement. Dr. Ramakrishna has provided her with the value of 5 milligrams 3 times a day, along with Percocet 3 times a day for her severe anxiety and pain. She does report 90% improvement overall in the symptoms. Only in the lower back pain is shooting down to her posterior part of the buttocks and the thigh in a numbness and tingling, which is almost constant, and she is scheduled for surgery. In the ADL, patient report that her ADLs are affected now at around 6 in a scale of 1 to 10 in areas covering general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life. In the system review in neurology and psych, patient reports severe dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, weakness, anxiety and depression. However, she denies any panic or loss of memory, focus problem or any vision problem, balance problem. Neither there are any headaches or or any other issues. No blackout or seizures are reported. In the pain and numbness, patient does report neck pain and lower back pain along with elbow, knee pain and moderate difficulty walking as well as stiffness in the neck and the lower back. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. And respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level. They have remained the same. And there is no changes in medical and surgical history, except last month she had a cervical fusion done. No hospitalization and no weight loss. And current pain medication is Percocet. Patient is utilizing marijuana in substance abuse. Marijuana is positive. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Patient is being referred to Dr. Hayes, H-A-R-E-S, for evaluation of ALIF at L5-S1. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 162 over 124, pulse is 86, pulse oxygen 99. The rest of the physical examination will be same from the previous visit of 6-29-2022, dictation number 0629-090. Kindly do mention there is a scar in the anterior part of the neck, left side, 2.5 inch long. Thank you, which is healing up. Patient is provided all the medications that are due to her, which is Wellbutrin XR 150 milligram daily, and Naproxen 500 twice a day, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day, Hydroxyzine 50 milligram. The physical therapy has been put on hold. No traction will be provided since she already has a fusion done. And other than that, there is no other treatment needed. We are waiting for her lumbar surgery to be done. And her elbow and shoulders, they all have healed up mostly, and no new treatment is required. Thank you. However, she remains in the disability. She is unable to work. Thank you.